Well, I know you got a big weekend series coming up, Mike, with Southeast Community College. You're looking forward to that. Nice homestand. Isn't it nice? Nice little homestand. Don't have to get a bus for a while. You kicked it off with a couple of nice wins. Well, you double-digit runs, and your pitcher's not giving up a heck of a lot. Dakota College the other day, good way to kick off a homestand, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. It's always nice to play well in front of our home fans. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this weekend as well. I know Southeast, they're gonna be better than they've been. They've done a good job over there recruiting and whatnot. But we're really excited to face some, you know, good competition and, you know, play at home in front of, you know, quite a few people. I mean, when we played Dakota Botano, they, you know, 130 game, there was, you know, we had quite a few fans. So I'm really excited to be at home. And, you know, we've traveled a lot early, and yeah, it's going to be nice just to be able to sleep on our own beds.
I know you jumped on them early in game one and pretty much cruised 16-1, but they got off to the early start against you in that first inning game too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. You know, with a couple of walks, you know, trying to understand the strike zone a little bit. You know, we had an error mixed in there, and, you know, we were down, you know, 4-0 with, you know, no outs. And then Olivia set in a little bit and started figuring out the zone and throwing a lot more strikes. But with the, you know, our lineup, I mean, 1 through 9, we can hit, and it doesn't matter who's in the lineup. So, you know, I knew you would creep back slowly, and it was nice that Layson kind of hit a home run in the first just to get us a little bit of a spark. But yeah, it was that team is a lot better as well. I mean, we beat them pretty bad last year, and you know, they've done a lot better job recruiting and just getting quality players as well.
Paige Warren gets named the Region 9 Player of the Week, and not only does it in the circle for you, but at the plate, she does a little bit of everything for you, doesn't she?
She did. I mean, she was phenomenal. You know, 2-0, no earned runs. I mean, and, you know, eliminating the free passes. I think she had 2 walks, and on the weekend when we had 4, which is pretty incredible. Started off, you know, game one, leadoff home run, and that kind of set the tempo for the next, you know, the rest of the weekend. And, you know, we really hit the ball very well. I think we hit 10 home runs over the weekend. But, yeah, hats off to her. And, you know, that's a great accomplishment for her to be, you know, player of the week the first week. And it's not just basically off of pitching. It's, you know, she was hitting, she was getting RBIs, you know, stolen bases, doing it all.
So after, what, 22 games, there hasn't been too many games where you haven't had at least one home run. You've pretty much had a home run at least one every game, would you think, this year?
Yeah, I would say so. And, you know, it's coming from people that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily expect it to, but, you know, these girls are locked in and ready to go. You know, Marley Mitchell's another one, had a huge weekend against Trinidad. Yeah, I think 2 home runs and a couple doubles here and there. And yeah, you know, Layson Keller hitting her first collegiate home run. Yeah, I mean, it one, like I said, 1 through 9, you know, has a chance to, you know, go deep as well.
You mentioned Southeast. I think I looked at their record, about 7-6 right now. So it's early stages for this team, but I'm sure you're expecting a team that will, you know, can hit the ball, can put some offense on, and have some good pitching as well, aren't you, this weekend?
Yeah, yep. They have a few good pitchers, and I think a pretty good offense. Trying to do my research a little bit, just comparing opponents and different teams that they've played. They're going to be competitive. We're not just going to be able to show up and, you know, beat them like sometimes you can do that. We're going to have to go out there, have good energy, and compete, you know, defensively and pitching. That's the big thing for us. You know, if we go play defense and pitch well, you know, our hitters will find ways to score runs.
I see in their recent series against Otero last weekend, they had over 50, almost 60 runs in 4 games. So, yeah, no question. They can put runs on the board.
Yep, and they're probably going to come into this series pretty confident. So, and, you know, so are we. We're going to put our best effort out there, but they're going to be confident as well. So we're going to have to go out there, and, you know, it's not going to be 8-0, 10-0. There'll be 4 good games is what I'm expecting.
I know after this one you have a big kind of a home and home with NJC after that. Mm-hmm. I said they're about right around 500. So, yeah, some good teams still on the schedule coming up here in the next couple of weeks as you get through the month of March.
Yeah, definitely. NJC went and it's my alma mater. I actually played baseball there. So I know a lot of those people out there, but they had a tough schedule early on, and they've really came around. You know, they're playing some good ball, so we'll have a few good weekends of really, you know, tough competition, which, you know, I'm really excited for. I don't like the games where we're, you know, you do. You want to win those games in that fashion, but, you know, a good competitive game is also fun.
And like we've talked last time, anytime you make out a lineup card, whoever you put in that spot, 1 through 9, they do the job for you. Everybody wants to play some minutes, and it's hard to get everybody in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's probably one of the hardest parts of this job, just trying to figure out, you know, those 9, well, 10 spots with the flex player. It's extremely hard, but we're kind of getting to that point where we have an idea, but I mean, it could change game to game as well with, you know, how these girls are performing.